Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Motivation Triggers: Psychological Tactics for Energy, Willpower, Self-Discipline, and Fast Action. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Quality is not an act, it's a habit. Aristotle. What is motivation? You've picked up a book about motivation, but let's assume for a second that it's not all that obvious what motivation actually is. Is motivation an emotion, or more like a thought? Is it a life philosophy, an attitude, or the way you're born? Could it even be a human need or a moral code of conduct for living life? Look at the world and all the things people push themselves to do. Why write a book? Why go for a jog this morning and every morning? Why climb the mountain, travel to Turkey, learn Braille, go to therapy, get a degree, or take up watercolor painting? By reading this book, the idea is to hone in on a new way of answering the above questions, especially as they play out in your own life. More than that, you'll be able to use your accumulated understanding and insight into how people are motivated to act toward great things, and apply your new knowledge toward your own goals. Motivation is behind everything we do. It touches on who we are, what we want, what we believe. Few topics get so quickly to the heart of the human condition and allow us to look so deeply into why we do things or don't do them, how we generate curiosity, satisfaction, achievement, and power for ourselves, how we make meaning for our lives, how we set challenging goals and learn the skills needed to achieve them, how we cultivate our creativity, regulate our emotional worlds, and take all those millions of single steps that make up the long, long journey to a life that's genuinely awesome. Motivation is something that's often associated with performance, athletics, sports, or perhaps the business environment when people need to be roused to work hard toward financial targets. But mastery of the mechanics of motivation can help us in so many more ways. If it involves thinking, feeling, or behaving or acting in the world, then a good understanding of underlying motivation will add useful insight. This book differs from some you might have read before. When we study motivation science, we're trying to marry theoretical understanding with concrete, practical action. Changes to behavior and habit, changes to attitude, even in the case of exercise goals, changes to your very physical form. Anything you want. If the question is how to attain what you want, then the answer is probably motivation. Let's put it this way. Motivation will not make you achieve every grand, glittering goal you can dream up or catapult you into untold fame, glory, and achievement. But on the other hand, no goal, not a single one, was ever achieved without motivation. The focus of this book will be empirical and action-oriented. We call it motivation science because it's supported by peer-reviewed research, testable hypotheses, and models of human behavior that we can critically assess for their real-world value. In other words, it's about doing what works. When you hear the word motivation, you may imagine a cheesy speaker on a stage with two white teeth telling you to aim for the stars, or bland images of inspirational quotes and people doing fancy yoga poses on Instagram. In this book, however, we'll be holding ourselves accountable to a more rigorous intellectual framework of understanding. We'll adopt only those ideas and theories that are well-supported, logically sound, and most important of all, demonstrate real results. We'll also abandon any pet theories that don't stand up to proper scrutiny, no matter how much we like them. Why does anyone do anything? The answers will be as varied as the people we're talking about. We do things because they're intrinsically enjoyable, or because we're paid to, or because we feel it satisfies our needs to, or because we'll feel guilty if we don't, or because we believe doing so will lead us to our goals. Each of these motivations is drastically different. If we want to boost motivation, we have to have a careful understanding of what motivation really is and what's driving it. More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at audible.com or amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at russellericnewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.